Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. Let's catch up with MG talking all things rugby league. Mark Geyer, good morning.
G'day, Gilly. How are you, mate?
Going well. What a fantastic week one of finals it was.
It was awesome. It was awesome. We go back to Friday where the Storm were too good for Manly, and basically a few teams got ambushed on the weekend. They were one of them. Manly were one of them.
Ooh,
and I think everybody sat back and watched. When the rest of the teams watched Melbourne's performance, and they all had to lift, and they did. There was some fantastic footy over the weekend.
There was. Something I interestingly read about the Manly-Melbourne game was that Manly only had 39% possession and were pretty poor in their completion rates as well, and it showed in the final score, 40 points to 12.
Yeah, the Melbourne Storm just strangle you. They get you in deep water, and they just don't let you out of it. And they played it was a perfect game plan from Bellamy. He basically nullified Tommy Turbo dramatically. So all the attack from the Storm would go down the left side, and then they'd throw the ball to the right where Jerome Hughes and Kay were, and they'd just run the ball on the fifth tackle, wouldn't give Tommy Turbo any chance of broken field play. And I think you mentioned Tom, he usually has about 50 touches of the football per game. Last Friday he had 25, so that's a telling stat.
Yeah, I had a friend who's a Manly fan messaging me, and I said, geez, Tommy was quiet. He wasn't, you know. And when he did get the ball, there were some fundamental, uncharacteristic mistakes that he was making.
Yeah, it's pressure. The finals, they say, is another competition. Well, that's never more evident than Friday's game, because Tommy was uncharacteristically off his game, and they get a chance for redemption this weekend. But
yeah, they do. Friday, they come up against the Roosters. The Roosters... Oh, it was a close one. We were a little nervous at my place, 25-24 against the Titans. That last play by the Titans, geez, it was close.
Patrick Herbert, my friend, you've got to pass that ball, buddy. You've got to pass it earlier. And if he does, we're talking about the Manly Warringah Seagulls taking on the Gold Coast Titans. But that's something the poor bugger will have on his conscience, you know, whole off-season. What if I just didn't dummy the ball? What if I passed it early? What if I gave it to Fifita? I'm glad in a way, because I think the Roosters deserve to be there for another week. Radley's back. It'll be better for the run. Young Walker had a great 9-minute cameo. Kicked the field goal, saved the try. And with Verrill's out this week, I suppose maybe Lamb might go to the dummy half, and maybe Walker gets a starting spot.
Yeah, absolutely right. Look, you mentioned the Titans there. Geez, they were good on that right side.
Oh, they were awesome.
Fifita's just a machine.
Yeah. And look, he cops a lot, Fifita. You know, he gets tagged with the lazy tag and stuff. But the kid's only 21. He's, because he's on $1 million, that's kind of where the expectations come from. And rightly so. But he scored the most tries ever from the Titan. I think 17 tries this year. He had the most tackle buffs in the whole of the NRL with over 50. So, yeah, he's a fantastic player. He'll have a massive off-season and come back bigger and better next year. And so will the Titans. They kind of fell into the top eight after watching the Sharks and Raiders lose the week before that to beat the Warriors by 12 points. Well, they beat them by 44 points. And look, they played great against the Roosters, and Roosters were, again, heroic in next man in. It's they're just an uncanny knack of, especially Tedesco in big games. Jeez,
yeah. Victor Radley was fantastic on his return.
Yeah, great. You need him back. If you're going to beat Manly, you need all troops, as many troops as you can get if you're a Rooster, and he's one mighty in.
Okay, let's talk about your mighty Panthers.
Wow.
They were silenced by the Rabbitohs.
What a dramatic game. That just turned the whole final series upside down, didn't it? It was, look, they were ambushed. We spoke about teams being ambushed. Indigo, they were definitely ambushed. The South Sydney Rabbitohs came out in their defence. Was unbelievable. I don't think they're getting enough credit post game for their defence, and I think that especially Campbell Graham and the like on that right edge, Brian Topwell didn't make one tackle break in the whole game, and that's unheard of. So they done their homework, and look, both on the field and off the field, they won in the coach's box. Wayne Bennett just schooled Ivan with some, and that's the way he does it. That's he done it last year in the Origin series. He just knows when to push the button and protect his players. And look, they were great. That was the best defensive. To keep Penrith to 10 points with that attacking team, that's amazing. So, look, yeah, Penrith and Parramatta this weekend, what a game.
And absolutely. And it silenced any critics of, will they win without Latrell? They certainly will.
100%. Well, I put a line through them. As soon as Latrell was injured, I suspended. I said, no, they can't win it. They can't win without Latrell. And, you know, I'm one critic that's been silenced, and I'm happy for it.
Yeah. All right. So we got Manly taking on Roosters on Friday night. The winner plays the Rabbitohs. And then on Saturday, it's the Eels taking on the Panthers. Winner plays the Storm.
Can you believe it? It looks like Penrith will meet Melbourne in a prelim final, when all thought that the Penrith and the Melbourne Storm in the grand final. That can't happen, obviously. And South Sydney get the rest, much much needed rest. Penrith needed that rest because they didn't rest their players last week. And ironically, the teams that did won. Melbourne won. They rested their players. Parramatta rested their players, and South Sydney rested all theirs last week, and they looked fresher. So, yeah, Penrith are up against it. If they're going to win the competition, they've got to do it the hard way.
Yeah, all right. So, let me ask you, you're calling it a Manly Rabbits, winner goes to the grand final, Panthers Storm, winner goes to the grand final. Who's going to be there on grand final day?
Penrith and the Rabbits.
Okay, all right.
Penrith and the Rabbits.
Plenty of disagree with you. and plenty hope you're wrong like me. But look, as a Roosters fan, we've got a big mountain to climb this weekend. We've got a big mountain to climb to get to the big show. So anyway, it's one day at a time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's been the mantra, I think, from the Roosters this year. Basically, when there's such roadblocks being put up for them in a year that, you know, it's been so dramatic, they just got to take one game, the old cliche, one game at a time, and they do. Look, I'll give Manly a run for their money. Don't worry about that. They've got a good coach. Robinson's one of the best in the land, so I'll give them a chance against Manly.
Yeah, fantastic. Mark Guy's with the MG, as always. I thank you for your time, mate. Have a great day.
Good on you, buddy. Talk next week.